KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports this morning on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting. This sports update is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In playoff high school volleyball from last night in Class 1A Region 2 semifinal action, Stanton topped Bedford 3-0, and it was Arweva beating Woodbine 3-0. In the Class 1A Region 3 semifinals, East Union was a winner over Murray 3-0. Grandview Park Baptist topped Adair Casey 3-2. In Class 2A Region 2 semifinal action, it was Council Bluffs St. Albert knocking off Underwood 3-0. Hinton was a winner over Maple Valley Anthon Ono 3-1. In Class 2A Region 3 semifinals, it was Trainer topping the Griswold Tigers 3-0, and Des Moines Christian beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. And finally, in a Class 2A Region 4 semifinal, it was Kemper Catholic beating IKM Manning 3-0. Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road in the Big Ten on Saturday to take on Northwestern. The Wildcats have won 4 of 5, and 5 out of the last 7 in the series, and they have been a tough matchup for the Iowa defense. One of the treats this season is running back Venrick Mark, who has rushed for more than 900 yards and is also a threat in the running game for Northwestern.
He's been a spark for him going back to his freshman year, and you know, now he's grown into a role where he's done a great job, certainly on special teams. You know, he's a really dynamic returner, and took 180 yards the other day, I believe it was in the third quarter, you know, against pretty stiff competition. So he's a guy that you better have accounted for no matter what the phase of the game is, and if he's on the field, you need to really try to keep him contained, because he's a very tough player to defend.
That's Hawkeye football coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Hawks will need to account for Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, who also sees time at receiver.
Coulter can hurt you playing quarterback, he can hurt you playing receiver, so and you're not quite sure where he's going to be. So it really makes it, just adds to what you're trying to do preparation-wise, because they have morphed a package for him that, it's been pretty good, pretty productive for him. And, you know, you got to defend a lot of different things now. But that's kind of always the case. It's just a little different package maybe than what we've seen before.
And we'll get the Iowa Northwestern game going this morning here on KJAN with our 9 o'clock pregame show. The Iowa State football team could move within a game of a bowl eligibility for the third time in 4 years with a victory. They'll take on the Baylor Bears, who have lost 3 straight and are in danger of letting its season slip away. Players to watch for the game include Iowa State linebackers Jake Knott and A.J. Klein. Baylor's offense is the best in the Big 12, but Knott and Klein are the most disruptive pair of linebackers in the Big 12. And also, we want to watch the Baylor defense, as the Bears have the worst scoring defense in the nation, and no single player can fix it. Baylor needs to play better team defense if it hopes to beat the Cyclones in Ames this evening, as that game will kick off at 6 o'clock from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. For the first time in 5 years, Louisville has won the Keg of Nails trophy by holding off upset-minded Cincinnati 34-31 yesterday on John Wallace's 30-yard field goal in overtime. The 16th-ranked Louisville Cardinal improved to 8-0. Cincinnati had won the last 4 meetings between the two schools. A year ago, the Bearcats won 25-16. Cincinnati got the ball first in overtime, but Terrell Floyd intercepted Michael Lagawa's pass in the end zone, and the Cardinal drove 12 yards to set up the Wallace field goal. Cincinnati coach Butch Davis called timeout right before the field goal attempt. The strategy backfired when a high snap went through the holder's hands, but time had been called. When Wallace calmly drilled the ball through the uprights, he gave Louisville that victory. Former USC point guard Maurice Jones will transfer to Iowa State and be eligible to play for the Cyclones starting with the 2013-14 season. Jones, who averaged 13 points and 3.5 assists for USC last season, signed a financial aid agreement with Iowa State on Thursday. Jones will be a junior next season, but he won't be able to play for the Iowa State Cyclones until the end of the fall semester, or roughly mid-December of 2013. Jones, who's a 5'7" native of Michigan, led all Pac-12 players in minutes last season. He also led USC in points, assists, steals, and three-pointers. Jones will be among those in line to replace Cyclones point guard Corey Lucius, a Michigan State transfer eligible to play this year in Iowa State. The Associated Press Top 25 preseason men's basketball rankings are out, and the top team is Indiana. This marks the third time the Big Ten school has been honored, and the first time since the 1979-80 season. The Hoosiers return all five starters, including 7-foot sophomore Cody Zeller. They received 43 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. Louisville and Kentucky, the teams ranked second and third, received the rest of the first-place votes, with Louisville getting 20 and the defending national champion Kentucky Wildcats getting 2. Ohio State and Michigan join Indiana as Big Ten teams in the top five. The last time the Big Ten had three teams in the preseason top five was 2008-09. That was when other conference did that, when UConn, Louisville, and Pittsburgh of the Big East were second, third, and fifth, respectively. North Carolina State, Kansas, Duke, Syracuse, and Florida round out the top ten. The Detroit Tigers are hoping a change in scenery and the chance to face a right-handed pitcher will help them charge back into the World Series against the San Francisco Giants tonight. Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera, slugger Prince Fielder, and the rest of the Tigers managed a total of only 10 hits and 3 runs in losing the first two games in San Francisco. Game 3 is scheduled for tonight at Comerica Park in Detroit. Anibal Sanchez will start for Detroit. Shut down by left-handers Barry Zito and Madison Bumgarner, the Tigers will try to end their slump when they take on right-hander Ryan Vogelsong of the Giants. The Tigers hit more than 20 points higher against right-handers than left-handers this season. And Mark Calvecchia shot a 5-under 67 on Friday to take a 2-stroke lead over Kenny Perry in the suspended first round of the Champion Tour's AT&T Championship. 33 of the 80 players were unable to complete the round because of darkness. The round started on time, but play was delayed 3 hours 18 minutes when a rainstorm blew through the San Antonio area. And Inbi Park of South Korea shot an 8-under 64 to lead the Taiwan Championship by 2 strokes after the third round on Saturday. Park had 2 eagles and 5 birdies and was 18-under 198 at the Sunrise Golf and Country Club. Suzanne Patterson of Norway had 6 birdies and a round of 66 to sit in second place, 2 shots ahead of the local favorite, Yanni Singh. And that is a look at our sports news here on KJAN. Brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn, I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN Sports.